Okay, that's the sound of mandrill and not a coloured arsehole in sight. Oh, well, actually, no! What am I saying? Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it, honestly. I was thinking more of the monkey's back end, you know. I wasn't making a racist comment. I wasn't making a racist comment. Honest, honest. Oh, no, shut up. I'm digging myself in deeper here. It's a terrible thing to say. Can we do that again? No, we can't. Yeah, no, it's all right. What am I saying? Anyhow, never say die, where you can send your petrol bomb to. This is the mailing address. If you want to get in touch with Radio Never Say Die, you could get a letter off to the mailing address, which is P.O. Oh, you haven't got a pop shield on this, so every time I say a P, it makes a funny noise. I've got a spare pop shield at home. Shall I bring it in next time? You'd love me to, wouldn't you? Okay, P.O. Box 280, Waltham Cross. That's EN76ZR, and that's in England for our overseas cousins. Have you got any overseas cousins? Yes, I've got some in...
We've got 57 countries listed on the internet.
Yeah, but I was wondering whether you actually had any cousins abroad.
I have.
What country are you... Canada, you know... I've got some in Argentina. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. Argentina. They went out there. It's not Ronnie Biggs. He's in Brazil, as far as I know. No, it's... No... Well, he might go into Argentina occasionally. He's only just across the River Plate, I believe. Does he need to? Probably gets them in Brazil quite easily, I would have thought. But, yeah, some of my family went out there in the 30s, and they're still out there, obviously. And I've got some relations out there. In fact, they just came over to England last week. They can tune in because our website is www.rnsd.com. And RNSD, obviously standing for the Royal Navigation Society. No, the Radio Never Say Die. And if you want to email us, it's info@rnsd.com. So there you go, that's the whole lot. What have I got for you next? This is a guy called David Ackles, who made four albums three albums in the late... two in the late 60s, two in the early 70s. He was kind of... a bit influenced, I would guess, by Jacques Brel and people like that. Also got accused of being a Leonard Cohen copyist, which, of course, he wasn't. He was way better than Leonard Cohen, although I'm not slagging Leonard off. I mean, he's all right, isn't he? But he lives in a monastery now, apparently. Yeah. So he's not Cohen, is he? He said, no. No, Leonard McCohen. And so, anyhow, this... Forget Leonard Cohen. This is David Ackles. He was a Canadian singer-songwriter who did three albums on Elektra and one on CBS. And the last one he did was called Five and Dime and never came out in Europe, which was a great shame because it is good. This is a track off the second album he did, which is called Subway to the Country. And as a young kind of trainee songwriter, when I was about 16 in 1969, when this was recorded, I was really woken up to the fact that you could write really unpleasant lyrics and still make them sound poetic, which is something I owe entirely to David Ackles. And to illustrate this point, I thought I'd play a track called Mainline Saloon, which is a little song about the perils of heroin addiction, but couched in really unpleasant terms, especially if you listen to the lyrics on the bit about if you see a girl and her name is Sue. I think they're some of the most unpleasant lyrics ever written, but also absolutely brilliant and very poetic. And David Ackles died this year, very sadly, and he was a huge talent and deserved more recognition than he got. So David Ackles, Mainline Saloon, and it's coming up right now, I promise you. Well, maybe it isn't. What's going on here? Come on, David. Oh, here it comes. Phew, I was beginning to panic. Here he comes.
I know a place. It's a bar that never closes. I recommend you take a friend, hold your noses. What you see won't be the same as any place you've been before. And you'll know when you read the name written on the open door. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. Yeah, I've been there. What a lousy place to visit. But try not to stare. Although it isn't pretty, is it? All you see are yellow fingers trying to hide the face that crumbles. And you smell the life that lingers in the dying voice that mumbles. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. If you see a girl looking old and kind of dirty, if her name is Sue, give her a whirl. You know she'll never live to 30. Never mind the way she bleeds when you take her for a dime. Now you can't give her what she needs, and she needs it all the time. Now welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Mainline Saloon. Well, all right, go on in. The door stays open in December. You'll find a friend within, I know, 'cause I'm a charter member. Catch me if I'm falling down. Hold me up so I can listen to the angels calling down on the day your arms are christened. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome everybody, everybody to the Mainline Saloon.
Yeah, there you go. That's the sound of Mainline Saloon by David Ackles, who passed away earlier this year. And if I do some more shows for Radio Never Say Die, which is the general idea, you'll be hearing more David Ackles, because I really like him. I think he's brilliant. His first LP was fantastic. I remember that what turned me on to David Ackles was when I was about 15. I was staying up at my dad's because my parents split up, and my dad lived up in Suffolk, and he was in the RAF, and he was definitely not into psychedelic music. And David Ackles appeared on Colour Me Pop on BBC Two, backed by a band called Rhinoceros. And I remember sitting watching that. I can remember it clearly. He was playing his gig, and it was being broadcast from a church. And it was fantastic, and I loved it. And there was this track called His Name is Andrew, which has the lyrics of, he works in a canning factory, he does not have a friend, and all that. And strange enough, this was the bit of music that made my dad more angry than anything I'd ever played. You know, I played him Captain Beefheart, which he hated, Jimi Hendrix, I can't repeat what he said about him, but David Ackles doing My Name is Andrew, or His Name is Andrew, just sent him absolutely bananas. He went insane at me. What? How can you listen to this rubbish? It's the most depressing load of... And it went on and on, and I was going, well, it's brilliant. And he didn't share my enthusiasm for David Ackles, and perhaps that's the reason I like David Ackles so much. Anyhow, on to different pastures. This is a band called The Savage Resurrection, who put one album out in 1968 on Mercury Records. They were a young band from the San Francisco area. They lived, I believe, out just outside San Francisco, and they maybe in Oakland, I'm not quite sure, but they're a really excellent band, and I bought this LP at Eugene Manzi's record shop in Swiss Cottage when I was about 15. Me and my mates used to go in there, and the cover of this LP was really psychedelic, and I took one look at the cover and saw that they had two lead guitarists and really long hair, and I just bought it without listening to it because I knew it had to be brilliant, and it is, and I still love it dearly, and it's just come out on CD on the Mod Lang label with a few extra tracks and some extensive sleeve notes very nicely, which I've managed to contribute a little bit to because I met up with one of the guitarists, a guy called Randy Hammon, and he's a charming guy, another American who likes soccer, strangely enough, and he's threatening to come over to England, and he did actually tell me that the entire band got back together again only a few months ago to have a little jam for the first time in about 30 years, and he said it was actually pretty good but only lasted 12 to 15 minutes because the drummer got too tired because he hadn't played drums for ages and his arm started hurting, so they had to stop. But apparently he said that they are planning to do some stuff in the future, which would be fantastic. So I'm going to play three tracks off this because I think it's one of the great undiscovered psychedelic albums, and we'll start off with Thing in E, which is followed by Every Little Song, which is followed by Talking to You. So this is the Savage Resurrection. If you don't know it, you're going to love it. If you do know it, you're going to love it. So here we go.
Long, it won't do me no wrong. I
show you how I feel. As warm as the sun in the sky, my love is.
fighter. La fighter. La fighter. La fighter.
screen. Chauffeur drives your unseen. Point and laugh and stare at the boys with girls' hair. I guess you see yourself as a crackhead.
man.